Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Obviously, religion is a big part of the Republican presidential debates and the stump speeches, as our state rights, social issues, foreign policy. But in the end, this election will probably be mostly about the economy. And one of the economic indicators that people notice first and most often is the price at the pump. AAA says the average price for a gallon of regular has jumped 18 cents in the past 2 weeks to $3.69. And Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich blames President Obama.
The Obama administration is so anti-oil, so anti-gas, so anti-fossil fuels in general, including coal, that basically their view is if we have lots of it, they don't want it. They're prepared to do almost anything to stop the development of these kind of programs.
That's just 20 seconds of what is a 30-minute ad put out by the former House Speaker. Here to help us understand the relationship between gas prices and politics, Stephen Reeder, for blogger for itsafreecountry.org. Thanks for joining us, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to kind of fact check something that Newt Gingrich says during this 30-minute ad, in which he says this is now the most expensive gas on average we've ever had. Is that true?
I'm not sure where he's getting his numbers from, because that's not true according to the AAA. And their daily gas report says that we're about 50 cents below where the peak has been. And that was in the summer of 2008 when gas was $4.11 a gallon. So I got to give him a false on this one.
All right. So here's President Obama's response.
The American people aren't stupid. You know that's not a plan, especially since we're already drilling. It's a bumper sticker.
He's talking about the Republican plan to help bring the price of gas down by opening up more places to oil drilling. But is he right? Are the American people just don't support that as an alternative?
Well, this is an interesting place for Obama to be, because the data shows that he's actually, well, oil production domestically has increased while he's been president. Republicans say it hasn't increased enough. He hasn't opened up enough of the continental shelf. That will become more politically feasible to the electorate if gas prices continue to go up. But right now, it's too soon to tell.
But here's the big question, of course, is do gas prices stick? Do they actually hurt presidents, especially incumbent presidents, when they're running for re-election?
Well, Nate Silver's done some research on this. He's the 538 guy from the New York Times. And what he's found is that there's no real direct correlation. It certainly doesn't help presidents or incumbent parties. But there are some instances where gas shocks, where prices suddenly jump, do seem to hurt incumbent parties' chances. The bigger indicator, though, is if gas prices are rising and the economy is shrinking. And that's not happening. The economy is still growing, and unemployment numbers look okay. They're obviously not great, not where they need to be. But if those numbers were trending poorly, too, then President Obama would really be in trouble.
Okay, so if they don't stick to the president, how effective are they as an argument for candidates? Can Newt Gingrich get traction with a 30-minute ad about gas prices?
Well, I don't know if he'll get traction with a 30-minute ad, because would you watch a 30-minute ad? 30 minutes of Newt Gingrich is a lot.
It's not unless forced. Too.
Yeah, exactly. Haven't we had enough debates? But, nobody likes to pay an arm and a leg at the pump, and nobody likes to feel like they are. And it's just a great talking point. I mean, you expect them to use it, and they're doing it, and they'll continue to do it as long as gas prices are going up. And even if they start to go down, they'll say the president isn't doing enough.
Okay, Stephen Reeder, blogger for itsafreecountry.org. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.